ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನೆ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನೆಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನೆ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಗಣ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರ್ವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಗಣ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರ್ವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಗಣ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರ್ವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಗಣ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರ್ವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಿರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಯಮುನ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ದಾಮೋದರ ರಾಧಾ ದಾಮೋದರ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ದಾಮೋದರ ರಾಧಾ ದಾಮೋದರ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಶರತ್ ರಾಧಾ ಶರತ್ ರಾಧಾ ಶರತ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಶರತ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೇ ಶರತ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ 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 ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ 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 ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೇವಲ chant the invocation prayer mangalacharan which is just after the introduction in Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnani Timrandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakya Chacharuna Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sayagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sayagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Krapa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We are reading from chapter 9. We are on verse 4 today. In the last class, Anand Prabhu nicely explained the verse 3. So I'll take up the verse 4 today. So, verse 4 and verse 5, they're on the same context. So we would like to, we'll try to cover both if we have time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Maya Tatmidam Sarvam Jagat avyakta murtina Maya tatmidam sarvam Jagat avyakta murtina Matisthani sarva bhutani Nachaham teswa avasthita Matisthani sarvani bhutani Nachaham teshva avasthita Maya tatmidam sarvam Jagat avyakta murtina Matisthana sarva bhutani Nachaham teshva avasthita Maya tatmidam sarvam Jagat avyakti murtina Matisthana sarva bhutani Nachaham teswa avasthita Maya tatmidam sarvam Jagat avyakti murtina Matisthani sarvani bhutani Nacham tesu avasthita Maya tatmidam sarvam Jagat avyakti murtina Matisthani sarvani bhutani Nacham tesu avasthita
Jagat avyakti murtina matisthani sarvani bhutani
na chaham te swavasthita
maya
tatmidam sarvam
sarvam jagat avyakt murtina
matisthani sarvabhutani na chaham te swavasthita maya tatmidam sarvam jagat avyakt murtina matisthani sarvabhutani na chaham te swavasthita
maya
tatmidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matisthani sarva bhutani na chaham te swavasthita maya tatmidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matisthani sarvani bhutani na chaham te swavasthita maya tatmidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matisthani sarva bhutani na chaham te swavasthita Hare Krishna. So we are reading from chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, which is Prabhupada named this chapter as Most Confidential Knowledge. So this is the most important chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, as we have discussed in the last class too. So that's why this is the name of this chapter Prabhupada had given as Most Confidential Knowledge. Even the Bhagavan, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, in the first verse, says, Idam tute guhyatmam pravakshyamene suyave jnanam vijnana saitam yad yatva mokshate subhat. Krishna says in that this knowledge is guhyatmam. Guhyatmam is the most confidential knowledge. So he is going to talk about, the most confidential knowledge in this chapter. He, the Lord himself, is referring this knowledge as most confidential. So in the second verse, Lord continues, he says, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam. Again he says, Raj Guhyam. So Raj Guhyam is kind of a most secret of all the secrets. The Lord is going to give us the most secret, the most confidential knowledge. How fortunate we are to be here, to hear from him what that confidential knowledge is. So we are all very fortunate to hear the Lord talking about the most confidential knowledge. And he says this knowledge is pavitram idam uttamam, is the purest knowledge. It's the purest knowledge and it is everlasting. And what is that knowledge? He says, it is joyfully performed. When we say everlasting, it means it's not material. He's talking about this devotional service. So devotional service of the Lord, he says, Golok Premadhana Hoy Nam Sankirtana. This Nam Sankirtan, the loving devotional service to the Lord, is not material. It's spiritual. It's transcendental. The Lord himself says it's everlasting. If it is material, it cannot be everlasting. Anything which is material, which will not last forever. Anything which is material has to go under the six processes. It appears or takes birth, remains there for some time, produces offsprings, or then it grows or expands, it dwindles and it dies down. So these are the processes every material thing has to undergo. So this devotional service or Nam Sankirtana to the Lord is not material, it is teachable. Lord continues and he says, people who are faithfully, who are not rendering the devotional service, the loving devotional service to him with faith, what happens to them? Mrityu santar vartamani. So they will remain in the cycle of birth and death. There is no chance for them for liberation. So this is the most confidential knowledge Lord is telling here. The devotional service to the Lord with faith. The word faith is very important, as Anand Prabhu in the last class has discussed in detail. So faith is very important. So we have to serve the Lord with faith. And serving the Lord anybody in any material position or any with any talent or can serve the Lord. There's no qualification to serve the Lord other than a desire to serve the Lord. It doesn't need anything. It doesn't need money. It doesn't need anything. It just need a desire to serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord. Anybody can serve the Lord. If you have a lot of money, you can serve the Lord with money. You can use your money in the service of the Lord. If you have a lot of time, you can serve the Lord. You can go to the temple, give your time to them, serve them. You can use whatever you have, whatever talent or whatever appliances you have, you can put them to in the use of, in the service of Krishna or service to the Lord. This is a very nice movement, this Krishna conscious movement. And Prabhupada, all these pure devotees like Prabhupada, they had that skill. But they had that, they could use anybody and everybody. They could engage them in spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could pick up the people from the streets and engage them in the movement, in the Krishna conscious movement. And he could bring the people from very aristocratic background and he could use them too in for the same purpose, in spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the power of an empowered pure devotee. He could use a lot of small boys from the streets. They came and they joined Hare Krishna movement in Bombay. And one of them was Haridas Prabhu. Haridas Prabhu, he came to Bombay as a pickpocketer. Came as a, when he was a small boy, 10 years old, as a pickpocketer. And he was caught by police. He was sent to Arthur Road jail. There somehow might have got some association, or somehow he got this magazine, Back to Godhead. This Back to Godhead magazine is ISKCON's official magazine. And he got that magazine and he saw on the last page of the magazine, saw the picture of Prabhupada. And the Prabhupada was wearing a gold watch, gold-plated watch. It looked very expensive or very... So this, he was a pickpocketer, so he was attracted towards that watch. So I should have this watch. This is very nice. He was thinking, when he was in the jail, he was thinking about that watch all the time. When he came out of the jail, he found out where this Hare Krishna temple is. He went to our Juhu temple in Bombay. Giriraj Maharaj was there. So he asked him, I want to meet this person. He showed that photo. He said, I want to meet this person. Okay. But he's not here. Or, so He may be coming in a few weeks. You can, by that time, you can stay in the temple. Can you stay in the temple? So what do I need to do? You save your head and you serve the temple and we'll provide you 2 times prasadam. See, that's very nice. I'll get prasadam also. I'll get food also 2 times. So that's not bad. So he stayed in the temple. So he was staying in the temple. Then Giriraj Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, he came one day and said, Prabhupada is back in India. He's in Hyderabad and he'll be here in a couple of weeks. He said, no, I want to go to Hyderabad to meet him. I can't wait. You give me the money? Otherwise, you know my background. I know how to get money. So somehow Giriraj Maharaj finally gave him the money. He went to Hyderabad. Now Hyderabad, Prabhupada was sitting in a pandal initiating the other devotees. And he saw him and he called him because he was the one of the very few Indian boys in that pandal. So Prabhupada called him. So who are you? What are you doing here? He explained to Prabhupada, I have come from Bombay. I need your watch. He said, okay, you take this watch. He said, no, after having your darshana, I don't have desire to have this watch. He paid his obeisances to Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, please be merciful on me. I want to serve you. My desire to have watch is no more there after having your darshana. That is the power of pure devotee. When you have his darshana, it can change your heart. That is the power of a pure devotee. And that's a... So, he said, okay, you go back to Bombay. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. And then I'll see you there. So he came back to Bombay. He was helping in doing some service in the kitchen, temple kitchen. So one day in the morning, there were no devotees in the kitchen. He said, where are the other devotees? So then he found out that he checked with his one of the fellow devotees. And he said, Prabhupada is initiating the devotees outside, so nobody has come to the kitchen, they are all there. So what is this initiation? I want to see it. So he went outside. And the Prabhupada was giving initiation. He stood there, he was watching for 5 minutes. Then Prabhupada called him. See, imagine he was like 10-year-old boy. Prabhupada called him. He said, will you take initiation from me? 10-year-old boy, pickpocketer, he's not doing anything, he's not following anything. So, will you take initiation from me? So what is that? What do I need to do? So you have to chant 16 rounds and you have to follow these 4 regulative principles. So he was not serious. Okay. So in the meantime, some of the senior disciples, they were around Prabhupada, and one of them, he just came next to the Prabhupada in his ear and said, Prabhupada, you know he's a pickpocketer. What are you doing? I know what I'm doing. You know, Prabhupada's voice is so heavy, I know what I'm doing. So he kept quiet. The others also, they wanted to stop Prabhupada, but they kept quiet. He gave him initiation. He said, where is your bead bag? I don't have my bead bag. Prabhupada gave him his personal bead bag. You see, the 10-year-old boy, Prabhupada could somehow, he could see that, he could see the future in him. He could see that he can become a nice devotee. He gave him his personal bead bag. Beads, basically, not the bag. He gave him the personal beads. He came back to the kitchen, and he was like pickpocketer, so he had, the tendency had not gone completely. So he had the tendency of हमारे वो हिंदी में कहावत होती है ना चोर की चोरी चली जाती है लौकेट आ रही नहीं जाती तो मतलब he had that tendency of that has not completely gone. So whenever he will go to the market, he'll come back and he'll give the account for 30 rupees and he'll spend only 20 rupees, he'll keep 10 rupees in his pocket. Prabhupada could, he knew, like, no, this guy is like kind of a, but he never told him that you are a thief or you're stealing money or something. He says, okay, whatever you have in the pocket, you give me that money also. He used to give him that money too. So, one day, he like kind of getting money like this, like, no, and then he wanted to like eat chocolates. He bought chocolate. India at that time we used to have these 5-star bars. He bought 2 5-star bars. Like, he ate one and he bought other for the Prabhupada. So I'll give him. Like, so he had that 5-star bar in his bead bag, and when he was paying obeisances, that chocolate came out. So Prabhupada picked up and said, "What is this?" "Yeah, Prabhupada, this is chocolate. I brought it for you." So he said, "We can't eat this." So he said, "We can't eat this. So, but if you like sweet, I will make a nice sweet for you." Prabhupada went to the kitchen and he made halwa. He made halwa and he offered it to the Lord and he gave it to Haridas Prabhu. So Haridas Prabhu, after being in the movement for a couple of years, like, no, this is, he was in charge of Govinda restaurant for 10 years. And he had all the great cooks with him and he himself was like good cook. He said, "I never could match the taste of that halwa what Prabhupada had made for me with love." So that's pure devotee. Prabhupada told him, like, no, if you ever leave the movement, if you ever leave the movement, decide to leave the movement, or he could guess, then never eat meat and don't come under influence of anybody else. Somehow, under the circumstances, Haridas Prabhu, he left the movement, he went, but he never ate meat and he followed what Prabhupada had instructed him. And 86 and 96, he again came back, joined the temple. So that's the power of pure devotee. It has been observed and seen. Once you start doing devotional service, there may be circumstances that you have to leave for the time being. But there will always be, like, no, this. There is always, observation is the 90% people, they come back after a few years or after a few months or whatever their material situation may be. So Haridas Prabhu came back, but this 10 years when he was not with ISKCON, not in the temple, he learned, somehow he got some experience on like making the movies and production of movies and serials and documentaries. So when he came back in 96, he made a serial called Atma, which was aired on Sony TV that time in 96. And 2001 it was on Star Plus. So that is the biggest preaching going on the in the world. The Atma serial is still continuing. So that's the power of a pure devotee. Prabhupada could take a pickpocketer that could make him such a nice devotee. So that's the biggest preaching going on by ISKCON, this Atma serial. It's coming on Star Plus, it's coming on Sony, it's coming on a couple of other serials, Nastha and all. So that's the power of a devotee. So what the point I was trying to make, even a boy who's on the street could become such a nice devotee and could serve Krishna and could spread the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anybody and everybody, whatever talent you have, whatever material opulence you have, you can use it in the service of Krishna. So in this verse, what is that? Says, "Maya tat midam sarvam Jagat Avyakta Murtina. Krishna says here, I have not read the translation also. So read the translation, it says, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Translation again, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Would somebody like to read purport?
The supreme personality of Godhead is not perceivable to the gross material senses. It is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namade Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyah Sevon Mukhe Ji Jih Badao Swayam Eva Isprithi Adha. Lord Sri Krishna's name, fame, pastime, etc. cannot be understood by material senses. Only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service under proper guidance is he revealed. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Viloshina Santaha Tadayag Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within himself and outside himself if one has developed the transcendental loving attitude toward him. Just for people in general, he is not visible. Here it is said that although he is all pervading, everywhere present, he is not conceivable by material senses. This is indicated here by the word Avyakt Murtina. But actually, although we cannot see him, everything is resting in him. As we have discussed in the 7th chapter, the entire material cosmic manifestation is only a combination of its two different energies, the superior spiritual energy and the inferior material energy. Just as the sunshine is spread all over the universe, the energy of the Lord is spread all over the creation, and everything is resting in that energy.
So I'll read the translation once again. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. So Lord says here, I am everywhere. I am pervading the entire universe. Sometimes some people who do not believe in God, or like who do not have firm faith in the Lord, they pose a very common question, can you show me God? This question was, Prabhupada was asked this question like a couple of times. Can you show me God? The question is like, no, let us first, are we qualified to see the God? Even in the, we give this material example, if you want to see President Bush, is he obliged to see you? Are you qualified? Do you have the qualification to see the President Bush? He's not obliged to see you. And we are talking about a Lord here. So see the President Bush, if you are a press reporter or a journalist or you or his employer, you are in the Congress, probably that's a qualification to see him. Similarly, there's a qualification required to see the Lord. We are not qualified to see the Lord. And what is that qualification? Our scriptures. Even in Brahma Samhita, it's given Premanyan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Premanyan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa Sadev Hridesu Vilokayanti. Yam Syam Sundaram Achinta Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Majami. The qualification to see the Lord is Premanyan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. We need to have eyes of devotion tilled with the love for God. Unless you have those eyes, you can't see the God. And there's a process, how can you have those eyes? It's not that the process is given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Unless we have the eye to see the Lord, we can't see the Lord. And how can we need to have, how can you, we have those eyes? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satat yukta nam bhajitam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam aham jnan jam tama. Isi tesham satat yukta nam bhajitam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam aham jnan jam tama. Tesham anukampartham. Tesham eva anukampartham. Aham jnan jam tama. Nasyami atam bhavasto jnan dipen bhashvata. Nasyami atam bhavasto jnan dipen. Krishna says there, Tesam satat yukta nam bhajitam priti purvakam. The persons or the devotees who are constantly serving him, satat yukta nam bhajitam, rendering the loving devotional service, priti purvakam, priti purvakam, is loving devotional service unto the Lord for them. Dadami buddhi yogam tam, I give them the intelligence. Buddhi yogam, I give them the intelligence. Ten mamu payanti me, so that they can come to me. Tesam eva anukampartham, I shower my mercy on them. It cannot be more clear than this. The Lord himself is saying, I am shower my mercy on them. Tesam eva anukampartham. Aham jnana jamtama. Nasyami atma bhavastva, destroy the darkness born of out of ignorance. Yane dipena bhasota, by the shining lamp of knowledge. Jnana dipena. The Krishna says the people or the persons or the devotees who are constantly rendering loving devotional service unto me, they are qualified to see me. They are qualified to come back to me. They are qualified to see me. Our scriptures are full of the examples of the devotees. So many stories where people, the devotees have played with the Lord, they met with the Lord, they had conversation with the Lord, what not. So it's very much possible. But we have to have eyes to see the Lord. Otherwise we can't see the Lord. We say that God is great. Everybody knows, like at least in India, everybody knows that, yeah, God is great. But we don't know how great the God is. If you know how great the God is, which is, Prabhupada used to say, it's very essential for us to know how great the God is, the greatness of God. Unless you know the greatness of the Lord or the God, you will not be able to develop a serving attitude towards him. It's not that Lord is being arrogant and telling that I'm the supreme. It's not his false pride that he's telling, explaining his opulences in Bhagavad Gita. This is his mercy. This is the mercy of the Lord towards us, that he's explaining or detailing his opulences so that we can understand or can glimpse of the greatness of the Lord, which will help us in surrendering, which will help us in developing that serving attitude. It will help us to develop some humility. Even in our material life, Don't we have different tone and attitude when we talk, when you're talking to the persons placed differently with regard to the material opulence in the society? When you are talking to a janitor, your tone is different. Your attitude is different. If he asks you, can you bring a tea for me? You will never do that. Will you? But when you are talking to your boss or CEO of your company, if he asks you, can you bring me a glass of water? Probably you will do that. Because your CEO has got is much more materially opulent than you. So you always tend to respect and be, at least have some receptive mind when you're talking to persons who are more opulent than you. It can be any opulence. When you're talking to a beautiful girl, you'll always be like having receptive mind. Yes, whatever you say, I will do that. This beauty is one of the opulence. Like, there are six opulences, and Krishna has got all the opulences in full, 100%. When we have the different attitude in this material society, after being devotee, we call ourselves devotee, but it's still our attitude when you're talking to a janitor and talking to the CEO of a company or talking to a boss or when you're talking to a colleague is different. So the idea is, the point I'm trying to make, it's important, it's essential for us to know the opulences and greatness of Krishna so that we can surrender to him. It will help us to surrender to him. Because we know that he's got all the opulences 100% in full. Prabhupada usually gave this example. He was in Mayapur one time. He says, like, there are billions of, probably, yeah, we are some human beings, but there are maybe millions and billions of other living entities in this room. Right? If we start counting the virus and bacteria and the small germs and everything. And this place is a small place in Harrisburg. And Harrisburg is a very small town in Pennsylvania, which is like one of the states in the U.S., may not be the smallest, but one of the states in the U.S., America, part of, so one country in the world, and this, the whole Earth planet, is a very tiny part of the whole universe. And there are billions and millions of such universes. This is God's creation. There are millions and millions, we don't know how many. Millions and millions and millions of those universes. So can you imagine? So this is Brahma Samhita, like, even when we say in the night, when you say this moon and the stars and other planets there, can you count them? You can't count the stars. We can't even count our hairs. We claim these are our hairs. Can we count them? This is creation of God. We claim that these are my hairs, but I can't count them. We can't count them. So this is creation of the Lord. This is Lord's creation. Brahma Samhita says, Yasyaika Nisvasyada Kalam Athavalambya Jeevanti Lokma Vileja Jagdandanatha Vishnur Mahanasa Yasa Kalaviseso Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Vajami. He says, Jagdandanatha is the Lord of this universe. And who is the Lord of the universe? Brahma. Brahmaji. It's a Brahma and many other lords of these universes. They are coming out of the hairs, pores of the hairs of the Karnodak Sai Vishnu. When he exhales and they live for one breath of Karnodak Sai Vishnu. When he exhales, the millions and millions of universes are coming out, millions and millions of these Brahmas are coming out, and when he inhales, they all go back into him. They are all annihilated. So they live for one breath of Karnodak Sai Vishnu. And that Vishnu, Karodasai Vishnu, is a plenary or portion of, plenary portion of, portion of the Lord Krishna. So that Vishnu, it comes from, it is expansion of Sankarsana. Sankarsana is expansion of Mahasankarsana. Mahasankarsana is expansion of Balrama, and Balrama is the expansion of Krishna. See the position of that Vishnu when he exhales, millions and millions of universes and Brahmas are coming out. We can't even to understand, to comprehend this one universe is beyond our capability. We can't even count our hairs and stars like now. That's the position of the Vishnu. And when he inhales, all these universes, they go back into him. You see the sun daily. The sun comes out. Within a second, you have, the whole world is lightened. Gets the sunshine. But this is this one sun is giving us the light for millions and millions of years. And like that, we have millions and millions of universes. So we have innumerable number of suns lightening the each universe. Right? Each one sun for each universe. There are millions and millions of universes. This is God's creation. It's beyond our comprehension. We just can't do anything other than just to surrender him. Sun is, there are innumerable number of suns like this. He says here, Krishna says here, by me, in my unmanifested form. So it indicates like sometimes, it indicates that there is a manifested form also. That's why he's saying in my unmanifested form. This entire universe is pervaded. The whole creation, material as well as spiritual, it consists of, or is made up of, created from Lord's two energies. The spiritual energy, which is the superior energy of the Lord. And the other is the inferior energy, or which is the material energy of the Lord. We have discussed in the beginning of chapter 7. Says, Bhumir apo nalo vayu, kham mano buddhi revacha. Ahankaritiya me pinna prakriti rashtada. So all these eight material elements, they are my material energies. Bhumir apo nalo vayu. Bhumir, just five gross elements, then kham mano buddhi racha, man buddhi and ahankar. Three, total eight. These eight are my separated material energies. So this is material energy, which is inferior energy. Then Krishna continues in chapter 7. He says, apareyam itastva anyam, apareyam itastva annam prakritim. What is that? So he says there is another superior energy of mine, which consists of these living entities. So he has got his superior energy. So we are the superior energies of Krishna, or the soul is the superior energy of the Krishna. So anything what we see in this world or in the spiritual world, everything and anything and everything is made up or created from these two energies. We are called as the marginal energy of the Krishna, because our soul is, which is the internal energy of the Krishna, or the spiritual energy of the Krishna, it has been in contact with this material body for so many millions and millions of births, which is an incompatible situation whenever the inferior energy is in contact with the superior energy. So that's why it has contaminated. So we have called marginal energy. When you say marginal energy means tatastha shakti. So this we can be in the internal energy or in the external energy. Right now we are in the external energy of the Krishna, because this material world is the external energy of the Krishna. But this is energy of the Krishna. But this is external energy of the Krishna. But for us, the external energy of the Krishna is not permanent. It is temporary. And our nature, or our, we are part and parcel of the Krishna. Mame vanshe jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So our natural position is to be with the internal energy of the Krishna. The whole Krishna conscious movement is around transferring us from external energy to and placing us in the internal energy. So this is when Krishna says, here, I'm pervaded in the whole universe. You see, Karnodak Sai Vishnu, when he exhales, and the millions of universes are coming out, then Lord expands as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, and he enters into each and every atom of these universes. Each and every atom of these universes. When he enters, and then this material creation, they look, all these universes which are coming out of the pores of the Mahavishnu, they look like same. To bring a variegatedness in these universes and to give them a life, he enters in each and every atom of these universes, and it is confirmed in Brahma Samhita, says, Antantras Parmanu Chayantarastam. Antantras Parmanu Chayantarastam. In each and every Parmanu I am present. So when he is, everything is coming from him, the whole universe is coming from him, that's why he is pervading over all the universe. He is present in each and every atom in this universe. And then in the form of Shirodak Sai Vishnu, he is sitting in our hearts. Says, Ishwar Sarva Bhutanam Hirdyesu Tishthati Arjuna. He is present in our hearts in the form of super soul, in the form of Shirodak Sai Vishnu. Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishtam. Says, I'm situated in everybody's heart. So he's present everywhere by his energies. At the same time, he says, all beings are in me, but I'm not in them. Sometimes the Mayavadis say that when the Krishna has entered this material universes, so he is no more present in personal form. So he has lost his personal form. That's why he is nirakar. He has no akar. Which is not correct. He is present, he is pervading the whole universe in his expansion as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. But he is still present in Golok Vrindavan, in the spiritual planet, as a 14-year-old boy playing with the cowherd boys and playing flute. That's why Krishna says, all beings are in me, but I am not in them. He has not lost his personal form. He says, I am not in them. He says, I am still aloof from all this material creation. Although the whole creation is created by me, but I am still aloof from this creation. I'm not attached, I'm detached from this creation. See, I'm still present in the Golok Vrindavan in my personal form. Then he continues in the next verse. Natamatisthani bhutani pachme yogam ashwaram. Bhut vranna cha bhutasto mamatma bhut bhavana. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, am not a part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is the very source of creation. He says, I'm not part of this cosmic manifestation, for myself is the very source of creation. When with a mere glance of Krishna, the living entities are injected in these universes. These universes which are coming out of Mahavishnu, the Krishna is glances, just mere glance of Krishna, all these universes are injected with the living entities. They are filled up with these living entities. But they get their bodies based on their last desires and activities. But Krishna gives them, it activates those universes, gives them, he injects all these living entities, which starts the cycle of birth and death again. But he says, but I'm not the part of this cosmic manifestation. So although I do that, but the whole material creation is managed by the material nature. It's like if you have got 10 companies, you've got 10 branch managers. Although those companies, they represent your energy, but you don't interfere in day-to-day operations, you give them the independent hand to operate or run the business. So although they represent energy, your energy, but at the same time, you're not involved in them. You are aloof from them. That's what Krishna is saying. With his glance, the whole universe, all these universes are injected with the living entities and they are activated. But at the same time, the material creation is run by the material nature. He is not involved in them. So he is aloof from them. So it's a representation of his energies. And that's why it seems contradictory. These two shlokas are very tricky. See, he says in the first shloka that all the beings are in me, and then he says here, everything that is created does not rest in me. These two contradictory statements looks like, but they are not. So sometimes this the pantheist, people who believe that God is everywhere, so whatever you worship is the God. You can worship anything and everything and it's God. But that's not true. Prabhupada gives the example. When the sunshine, you open your window and sunshine comes into your room, does not mean that sun has come to your room. The sun disk has come to your room. Sunshine, sun disk, and the sun god, they are different. Although they are not different, but they are different. Sunshine is different than the sun disk. The sunshine has entered your room does not mean that sun disk has lost its existence. It does not mean the sun disk has entered your room. So one Lord has created his material creation, but he is still present in his form. So we should worship his name, form, qualities and pastimes. So that is what we are trying to do here. We are trying to render some kind of devotional service to Krishna, chant his names, and that's the whole process, and that is the whole Krishna conscious movement. It's very easy. Just chant Hare Krishna and our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
I recently got some CDs on
spend some time in listening to that, and you can also spend that time in chanting. That is more important. Knowing or chanting.
What is that?
Getting to know about the whatever about God or chanting.
Chanting is the most important thing in our this movement. You have to, whatever rounds you are doing, first you finish your rounds, then you can find out time for reading and whatever. You can do the aarti or you can have some offer bhoga to the Lord. But chanting is the most important thing. That is the top priority. That should be your top priority. If you don't, Prabhupada said once, like Prabhupada or like, I don't know whether Prabhupada or Samara said, if you don't have time to offer aarti to the Lord, it's fine. But finish your rounds. That's more important. If you have time, you can offer the aarti. If you don't have time, just finish your rounds. That is the most important thing. You have to chant. Chanting is the most important. Yes, Prabhu. I have a real, yeah, right. Thank you, Prabhu. I have a real life example. I was in Qatar, in Doha, Qatar, and we have this one Venkat Prabhu. He was the one who was working in a company as a finance director, and he was running the whole this kind of Namhatta program in Qatar, and we were having like more than that time maybe 200 devotees coming to our Friday programs. And he was a finance director in that company, so like kind of second or third level guy in that the big company. And somehow like he used to kind of did not have enough time to serve the Lord the way he wanted. Somehow like he say, oh, I'm struggling to finish my rounds, or I'm not able to do aarti morning and evening, or I'm not able to do. So one, because his office used to start at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and he wanted to finish his round before he goes to the office. At 7 o'clock is too early, like, no, then he had to leave around. So he prayed to the Lord. First he spoke to his spiritual master, his Jayapataka Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. And Maharaj said, don't worry, you keep your spiritual life intact, do your rounds properly, and your material life will be taken care of. Which is a fact. You have to believe in it. I have experienced it. If you don't have time, if you think you don't have time, but still if you continue, just pray to the Krishna, and somehow he'll make some arrangements and he'll provide you the time. Then what happened, he prayed to the Lord one morning, and he said, Lord, I'm not able to serve you. Whatever I can do for you, I have to go office early. Whatever I can do for you, please accept that. Either you accept it or just change my material circumstances so that I can serve you better. He went to the office that day, and during the lunchtime his boss came and he gave him some work. I said, okay, this is... I want it by this afternoon. Can you finish it? He said, okay, this, I will work during the lunch time and finish it and give it to you. So why? I have seen you have been working through the lunch time. I have seen you a couple of times. You work during the lunch time. You don't go home. Why don't you come late in the morning? If you are, you have to work during the lunch time, you can come maybe 8:30 in the morning instead of 7 o'clock. It happened the same day. He prayed and it happened the same day. And he was the only employee till date. It has been like last 5 or 6 years. He's the only employee in a, the company has more than 6,000 employees. He's the only employee going at 8:30. Everybody else is coming at 7 o'clock. So you have to have faith. If you have faith, things will change. Krishna will make some arrangement. If you have a desire to serve him, he'll make some arrangement so that you are able to serve him. So this is very, very initial question, like, no, that if I don't have enough time, either I can read or I can chant my rounds or I can just offer aarti. I can tell you that the chanting is the most important thing. All other things will fall in line. Just continue your chanting. There are so many examples. It's not the only one. There are so many examples. Thank you, Prabhu. It's a nice explanation, yeah.
There is a song, Bulata Raha Dile Na Raha Wo Aaye Ya Nahi Aaye. That is, we sometimes get carried away and we think we have chanted 16 rounds and still there is no effect. So you see, we have been doing all kinds of things for innumerable lives. All that is not going to turn around in with his kripa only, when his kripa will happen, it will turn around. So that's why chanting is the most essential thing, and that's the song. Bulata hai dile nada, wo aaye ya nahi aaye. It means keep chanting, murat man, mood mante, keep chanting, whether he shows up immediately or not.
Right. Reading has not been given very important in Bhagavad Gita or anywhere like this. Tesham satadyuktanam bhajatam preet purvakam. And what is devotional thing? This nine process of devotional service. Hare Krishna. If you like to lead the chanting, Prabhu? Aap aayenge? Okay, so here we have a couple of new devotees. So just briefly explain how to chant. Everybody has a mala, a bead to them. Ah, you don't have mala? Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have this center bead is called Krishna bead, the thin bead. We start from one side. At least do not touch the bead with this finger, to the index finger. Before starting, we chant Panchatattva Mahamantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta. Usually we chant, when we do that one round chanting here, we chant that Panchatattva Mahamantra three times. And this Panchatattva Mahamantra is, we are praying to the Lord to forgive us for the offenses we do during chanting. That's very important. Very, very important to start your chanting with this Panchatattva Mahamantra. But that kind of, we are praying to the Lord to forgive us for the offenses we make during the chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, if you chant on my instruction, I will take all your offenses. What an offenses you make during chanting, I will take all your offenses. So you chant this Panchatattva Mahamantra, it's very important. But when you are doing, like, you can chant even once, not three times. But here probably we do it three times. So chant the mantra once. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you go to the next page. Like that, you, when it finishes 108 times, you go here, but you're not, you should not cross this bead. You have to again come back like this. Right? So we don't cross this bead. Okay? Yeah, when you go like this, you will reach here. Okay, you come here and then again you come back like this. Okay. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Shri Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi, Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi, Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi, Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण